Right now, like the second you drive a brand new vehicle off the lot,
Yeah, roughly 4 grand just vanishes into thin air.
exactly, it just evaporates. Welcome to the depreciation tax. So today in this deep dive, we have a stack of automotive pricing trends, market reports, and our own internal lending data from here at People's Community Federal Credit Union to parse through.
Right, because as experts at PCCU, our mission is really to cut through all the noise. We want to give you serious, practical financial guidance on navigating the used car market, mitigating the risks, and, leveraging strategic financing.
Because next to buying a house, buying a car is one of the biggest financial decisions you will ever make.
Oh, absolutely. And getting it wrong can cost you thousands. It is a critical time to look at this data because the traditional calculus of buying a vehicle is shifting.
Right, so let's unpack that depreciation curve. I mean, we all know used vehicles cost less, but the steepness of that initial drop is what's really compelling.
Yeah, it is.
It reminds me of buying a brand new smartphone. The tech inside is practically identical to a refurbished model, but you are paying a 30% premium just for the privilege of breaking the factory seal. I mean, is that new car smell really worth a 30% immediate tax?
Logically, no. That is a very accurate way to look at it. The steepest part of a vehicle's depreciation curve happens in those first 24 months.
Right, the biggest hit.
Exactly. By purchasing a vehicle that is a few years old, you let the first owner absorb that catastrophic financial hit. But, and this is important, the data also highlights the trade-off.
The mechanical risker.
You hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
You are assuming the mechanical risk. A used vehicle is sold as is, meaning you basically inherit whatever maintenance habits or, lack thereof the previous owner had.
Yeah, which is terrifying. That unknown variable is the primary financial hazard. So how do we neutralize it without just paying the premium for a brand new car?
Well, you shift the risk back to the manufacturer by looking at certified pre-owned vehicles.
Oh, right, CPOs.
Yeah, the insight from the market reports shows CPOs are the analytical sweet spot here. These aren't just used cars that got a quick wash on the lot.
Right.
They're low-mileage vehicles that have undergone strict licensed mechanic reconditioning. You secure the lower price point at the flattened end of the depreciation curve.
But you retain the manufacturer warranties, right?
Exactly. Warranties, roadside assistance, and verified history reports.
Okay, but getting the right vehicle at the right price point really only matters if the financing makes sense. And here is where I want to push back on the conventional wisdom a bit.
All right, let's hear it.
Many people just default to dealership financing for convenience. I mean, dealerships routinely advertise those 0% APR incentives just to get buyers in the door.
They do, yeah.
So is getting financing outside the dealership actually viable, especially for private sales? How does securing pre-approval through a credit union like PCCU actually compete with a 0% manufacturer incentive?
Because that 0% is rarely mathematically advantageous.
Wait, really? How so?
Dealerships often force you to choose between the promotional interest rate or taking the cash rebate on the vehicle's price.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so when you actually run the amortization, taking the cash rebate and financing through a credit union almost always results in a lower total out-of-pocket cost. Furthermore, securing pre-approval at PCCU locks in your budget.
Which basically transforms you into a cash buyer.
Exactly, granting you immense leverage in negotiations. And like you mentioned, PCCU finances private sales too.
Right, and the detail in our internal lending data that really stands out is the interest rate structure. PCCU offers the exact same low interest rate to all qualified members, regardless of their credit score.
Which is a huge deal.
It is. How does a credit union financially afford to do that when traditional banks rely so heavily on, risk-based pricing tiers?
Well, it comes down to structural mechanics. Traditional banks are for-profit institutions, right? They use tiered credit scores to extract maximum yield from riskier borrowers.
All right, to make money off them.
Exactly. But credit unions, like PCCU, are nonprofit cooperatives owned by our members. Because we pool our resources, the risk pool is shared differently across the membership.
So everyone benefits.
Yes. If you qualify for the loan, you get the same fair rate as everyone else. It just eliminates that penalty pricing that catches so many buyers off guard.
It's a fundamentally different approach to lending.
It really is. And before you negotiate anything, I want to leave listeners with two non-negotiable rules for buying used.
Okay, what are they?
First, never trust the seller's vehicle history report. Pay for your own using the vehicle's VIN, ensure it was run within the last 30 days, and scrutinize it for odometer fraud or hidden salvage titles.
That's crucial. And the second.
Second, Always hire an independent licensed mechanic to perform a pre-purchase inspection.
Right. It all comes down to calculated risk management. And here is something to ponder as you navigate this market. In a world where vehicles are rapidly evolving into rolling computers, will the traditional concept of mechanical depreciation completely change?
That's a fascinating question.
I mean, if over-the-air software updates start dictating a vehicle's capability, used cars might become an entirely different type of financial asset in the next decade.
We definitely need to keep an eye on that shift.
Absolutely. Until then, use the data, secure your financing early, and make your next purchase a strategic one.